Hello, welcome to Telecast with Popey. I'm on the road. Well, I say on the, well, I'm on the pavement actually, or sidewalk, whatever you want to call it. On my way into London. So if you hear lots of background noise, that helicopter, and you're likely to hear cyclists, trains, taxis, buses, all manner of inner city noise and hubbub. Maybe people shouting, maybe people singing, people drinking, who knows. It's like a soundscape, this thing. So I'm walking to the London office. I was delayed going in today due to plumbing issues at home, and I'm heading into the office because it's release day. Ubuntu 19.10 is being released as we speak. It might be that by the time you listen to this, it's all been released, but I've not seen a release announcement yet. It does make me chuckle every single time we do a release. Yeah, journalists and bloggers are keen to get the word out and get their take on what's in the new release. And also, if they get their revenue through advertising, then I imagine they want to get clicks so that, you know, they get those delicious ad revenues and click-throughs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's their living. Makes sense. But it does make me chuckle every time we do a release. There's always, before the release announcement goes out, like, my measure of whether Ubuntu has been released or not is, has the email been sent to the Ubuntu announce mailing list? That's like the very last thing that happens. And that's my measure of whether, whether the release is out. Whereas for someone else, their measure of whether the release is out is, can I find an ISO image that vaguely looks like it might be the release ISO on a web server somewhere, maybe a mirror in Kazakhstan, or on the CD image server, which is something we use to distribute ISOs before they're released. Maybe that's their measure of when a version of Ubuntu is out. So you often see, you know, blog posts saying, it's out, you can get it now, download now. And it just makes me chuckle. We used to have a lot of people jump on IRC and be like, is it out yet? Is it out yet? That's not so common now, you know. Popularity in IRC has waned a little bit. But people are still clamoring to get hold of the ISO image, the final ISO image, so they can try it out. Whether that's in a VM or on a spare laptop, or maybe even doing a clean install, whatever it might be. There's something about Ubuntu release day. Many people will leave it a few days. I know a few people say, oh no, I'm not upgrading on release day because, you know, all those other suckers find all the bugs. And we'll upgrade in a few days' time. Everything will be fine then. Yeah, okay. That's certainly one way to do it. Maybe leave it a week. Some people don't upgrade the interim releases at all and they stick on LTS. They might spin up the interim in a VM, maybe. But yeah, I find it fascinating how different people's approaches to how they use the Ubuntu release and how they consume it, you know, depends on their use case, whether they want a super stable LTS or whether they just want the latest shiny, who knows. So I do find that interesting. Another thing that I find interesting is the speed at which people upgrade from one interim release to the next interim release, and how quickly people stop using the previous one. I was trying to recite yesterday, I was trying to explain to my daughter the release process, not the release process, but, you know, the six-monthly cadence of Ubuntu. And I started rattling off the code names, and it struck me that, you know, I can remember most of them. I could probably rattle them off in order, you know, starting with Warty and Breezy and Dapper and so on and so on and so on. The thing I realised is the LTS code names stick in my head, as you'd probably expect. But the interim releases, the code names, they just don't. And every time I was trying to name one of the releases as I was going through this, the full list, I kept getting stuck on all the non-LTS ones. It's only once I go and have a look at the wiki page that lists them all. I go, oh yeah, that's what it was. Oh yes, Maverick, yes, that one sticks in my head because of the fact that it's the only one that was released on a Sunday, 10th of the 10th. And Dapper, obviously, is the first LTS, that sticks in my head. It's the only release that's been delayed, like pushed the release date pushed back. And so there are certain releases whose code names stick in your head. I'm wondering, with the announcement of the 2004 code name, and some people complaining that it's stupid. I mean, everyone complains that somewhere that the code names are stupid. But this one has had a very specific criticism levelled at it, that the second part, the name of the animal, is actually also a synonym for the place you put excrement in some languages, Portuguese, I think, which is interesting. I don't know if Mark knew this when he chose that name. Maybe he did. Maybe that's why he chose that name. Who knows? It's all very good fun when Mark chooses a name. So I do wonder whether that one, being an LTS, whether that one will stick in our memory as much as all the other LTSs, or will people use the version number rather than the code name more? You know, I don't know. Anyway, that's enough babbling. I have successfully consumed all the time walking from London Waterloo Station to the Bluefin office where Canonical is based. I've successfully done that while talking to you. So that's worked. Thank you for listening. And if you do have some time and a spare machine or a bit of space for a VM, I'd encourage you to try out 1910, because I think it's really good. I upgraded to 1910 a few weeks ago, and I've been largely enjoying it. A couple of bugs, they've been fixed. Other than that, it's my main machine on my trusty ThinkPad T450. Maybe you'll enjoy it too. I'm sure you'll let us know. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you all in the next telecast full of nonsense. Cheerio from London.